This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Let's continue our conversation about city government with GLT's Ryan Denham, who spent much of his Monday reviewing and covering the indictment against five former Coliseum managers and employees, a total of 111 counts. Ryan, thanks for stopping by to help unpack the case and to talk about what it means for the city.
Sure thing.
What are these five people actually accused of doing?
So they're accused of participating in a multi-year scheme to skim off concessions money that was owed to the city of Bloomington, divert other money from utilities to personal accounts, and even overbilling and double billing for cleaning supplies and equipment, for example. They're also accused of some tax fraud and money laundering kind of related to all that. We knew this investigation was underway. It came out last year that state police were looking into the mismanagement at the Coliseum. It's still surprising to see the scope of the alleged scheme, that five different people were involved and several different sides of the Coliseum's management.
Some of these names are familiar. Who are they?
So the number one target of prosecutors, it appears to be, is John Butler. He was the owner of Central Illinois Arena Management, which is the management company running the Coliseum for really the first decade of its existence. He faces 44 counts just on his own. Behind him is Jay Lash, who is director of finance for BMI Concessions, which was kind of like an in-house food and beverage company for the Coliseum. He's up against 36 counts in the indictments. Bart Rogers, who was John Butler's kind of second in command, was the Coliseum's general manager, was also charged, as was Kelly Klein, the assistant general manager for the building in charge of finance, and then Paul Grazier, the general manager for that food and beverage side, BMI Concessions.
So I assume they all have lawyers. What are they saying? What are the attorneys saying?
Sure. So we heard back yesterday from the attorneys for John Butler and Bart Rogers. Steve Beckett is the name of the attorney for John Butler. He says that Butler will plead not guilty to all charges and that Butler is presumed innocent. He said that Butler cooperated with investigation and surrendered to police yesterday on his own volition. Stephanie Wong, who's a notable Bloomington attorney here, represents Bart Rogers, who is the general manager for the building. She said she didn't have a lot of information yet because those indictments were just unsealed yesterday. But she said they were merely accusations and that Bart Rogers was entitled to his day in court.
Based on my review of the charges, it appears that he is clearly not the principal or the principal individual involved. And if, and that's a big if, he was involved at all, that it would be minimum at best, given the seriousness of the other charges against the other co-defendants.
That's Stephanie Wong, the attorney for Bart Rogers. Did Rogers or other people that were indicted appear in court yesterday?
It was sort of an interesting day. The indictments were actually handed down last week, and that's when arrest warrants were issued. The defendants knew they were under investigation, at least some of them did. And we were aware of at least the broad strokes of the investigation. I'm told by state police that the suspects surrendered to state police personnel at predetermined locations yesterday. A couple of them appeared in court yesterday. Three of them did not, though. So John Butler was one of the ones who did not. He basically bonded out in time to not have to pop up in court. They all have bonded out by now. John Butler had the highest bond amount, $300,000, which means he had to post $30,000 to get released. They all had mugshots taken, which you can see now at our website, WGLT.org.
Does anyone ever look good in a mugshot?
No, it's not. The
lighting's horrible. So John Butler, who is he? Let's talk about his history in the community.
Sure, yeah. He's been around a while. He's a longtime McLean County resident. His company, Central Illinois Arena Management, was running the Coliseum, again, for that first decade of its existence, starting back in 2006. John Butler is actually now helping run some minor league hockey teams. He's a minority owner of the Peoria Rivermen, which plays in the SPHL, along with Bart Rogers, who's also a minority co-owner. The majority owner of that team, by the way, is also the owner of the Bloomington Thunder, the junior team that plays here in town. So John Butler's 10-year contract with the city ended last spring. They basically walked away from each other. The city's contract with John Butler's company was paying Butler's company between $200,000 and $300,000 each year. That's commissions and sponsorship sales and suites, annual fee, all that. So quite a bit of money going in his direction.
GLT Digital Content Director Ryan Denham, thanks for stopping by Sound Ideas to talk to us about the Coliseum investigation.
Sure thing.